Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is about a man from France named Kalman Rotban. Not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Rotban. And he had gone to a Chabad school as a little boy. His family was not especially frum, but they were kind of traditional, and the parents wanted the children to have a good chinuch, a good Jewish education. When he grew up, he got married, and his wife and he got a little apartment in the middle of Paris, but it was tiny. And when their first child was born, they needed a bigger apartment. Now, they couldn't afford a bigger apartment. So at that time, Kalman remembered that when he was a little boy in the Chabad school, the teachers used to tell different miracle stories about the Rebbe. So he said, okay, let's write a letter to the Rebbe. This was probably around 1980 or so. They wrote a letter to the Rebbe. And a little while later, they wrote a letter and they mailed it to New York, where the Rebbe was. And a little while later, they got a letter from the French government. And the French government wrote in the letter that Kalman and his wife could have an apartment free from the government. They had not even asked for an apartment. Actually, I don't know if it was free, but they were able to get an apartment from the government, and they had never even asked for it. So they went to see it. It was, in fact, a beautiful apartment. It was in a nice neighborhood, beautiful location, new apartment, and they had a raffle for which apartment they would get. And they got exactly the one which they looked at, the nicest one, because it was the only one that had an outdoor area, porch, that was open to the sky. Because now they would be able to have a nice place to build a sukkah when it came sukkah's time. And sure enough, they took the apartment, and it was great. After 2 weeks, Kalman had a dream. It was a very, very clear dream. And in the dream, he walked into the Rebbe's office in 770 Eastern Parkway in Crown Heights. And in his dream, the Rebbe gave him a letter. The dream was so real that he couldn't go back to sleep for a long time. The next morning, sure enough, he looked in his mailbox, and there was a letter there from the Rebbe. It was the first letter that they received from the Rebbe. It was actually dated the third day of Tammuz of that year. The Rebbe wrote in the letter, "Your request was received." Remember, they had written about an apartment. "And I will mention it at the Tzion, the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Rayatz, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, who was the Rebbe of Chabad until about 1950. So, of course, with this, they became very, very closely connected to the Rebbe. And there's another story that I will tell you hopefully the next time about what they did in their neighborhood with the Rebbe's brachas in order to spread Torah and mitzvahs. And of course, when it comes to Mashiach, we know that Likka Yeshufutzu Menasecha Chutza, that the preparation for Mashiach is to spread Torah and especially to spread Chassidus, the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, throughout the entire world. And that's what the next story, B'li Neder, will be about. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. Remember to do your part to increase in Torah mitzvahs, especially so that we should be able to win this war quickly and completely, just like the story of Purim. Thank you again for joining Jewish Stories and More.